We're honored to welcome back to the Connecting Faith microphone Fouad Masri. Fouad is an author and lecturer. He was born and raised in the war zone of Beirut, and as a third-generation ordained pastor, he has a passion for sharing the love of Christ with Muslims and has been reaching out to Muslims since the late 70s, and in 1993 founded the Crescent Project to nurture transformational relationships between Christians and Muslims, and to rally the church to reach out to Muslims and share the good news. And Fouad, I think since the last time we talked, it seems like maybe attitudes overall in our nation have been shifting more about how we feel about Muslims. We sadly hear about those who claim to be followers of Islam with terrorist attacks. So just what's your sense of where we are as a nation today in terms of what we think about Muslims?
Yeah, thanks, Yaneel. It's great to be with you. Since we talked last, the Lord is still continuing to grow His kingdom. We're hearing of Muslims becoming believers. And we had believers with us at our annual conference, so praise the Lord for that. And we wanted to tell our listeners that although we are seeing a lot of more increase in terrorism, that's increasing fear in the hearts of Muslims themselves. And Muslims themselves are asking questions about their faith. Now, the attitudes are changing, and if I may share this with our audience, the fear that we have, the anger that we have, the frustration that we have are natural feelings. It is embarrassing and outrageous that a priest in his own church gets slaughtered like a goat in front of the nuns, in front of the parishioners. It is not acceptable. And some people in the media are saying, well, we just need to get used to terrorism and move on with our life. No way. No way. No Christian who loves Jesus will even be willing to admit that we should be accepting terrorism or massacring somebody because of their faith or killing somebody because of their faith. It is not acceptable what's happening. It is wrong. It's a sin. So this is not acceptable. We will not get used to it and refuse to get used to it. So the feelings of anger and frustrations are true. We should address these. And the more people don't tell us the truth about Islamic terrorism, the more I think the feelings of Americans and Christians are going to feel like somebody's trying to pull the wool over their eyes. So the media needs to do their homework in discussing what is Islamic terrorism, what is jihad, why this thing is on the increase, not on the decrease. Since September 11, it increased. That creates more fear and more frustration. And we were told when we kill Osama, the head of Al-Qaeda, Al-Qaeda will go away. Well, that's not true. We killed Osama, and now it's increased in its growth. So there is something that needs to be addressed called Islamic terrorism, Islamic jihad. We can avoid the discussion, but it's there. Now, the feelings that are increasing is because Americans, especially Christians, they don't have access to the correct information on why this thing is growing. But for our program this morning, what I want to highlight to us as believers is, well, although the feeling of fear and anger are normal and understandably accepted by us as Christians, sure, we can say, well, aren't you seeing this, God? Aren't you angry about the killings that's happening? Aren't you angry about the bombing? Yes, I'm angry, but the Bible wants us to adjust the feeling to the Word of God. So the Bible says, do not fear. Repeatedly, Jesus says, do not fear. In the Word, there will be pressures. In the Word, there will be persecution. But do not fear. I am with you. I have defeated Satan. I have defeated the one who's in the Word. So fear should be removed by our faith in Christ. Number two, anger. The Bible says, be angry, but not sin. So we have to be angry, absolutely, but we cannot sin. We cannot sin by hating Muslims. We cannot sin by hating our neighbors. We cannot sin by hating Muslims who live in our neighborhoods. We cannot sin by hating Muslims overseas. We cannot sin by not sharing the gospel. One of the preachers, when I was growing up, preached a sermon, Sins of Omission. Many people talk about sins of commissioning, something you commit, but he talked about sins of omission, how many times we sin by not sharing the gospel. And he felt that if we have the treasure called Jesus, when we have this treasure called salvation, how dare we not share it with our friends, especially who are Muslims. I grew up in a church in Beirut that taught let's share the gospel with our neighbors, whether they're Christian, Muslim, Sunni, Shia, Jews, whatever sect of Islam they are, let's share the good news with them.
Well, that's been, I know, Fuad, that's been at your heart for all these years, that it's our privilege is just to share the good news. In love, to simply invite others to consider Jesus, right?
Amen. And the thing that we always repeatedly hear, the Muslims come to faith in Christ because they see the love of the Christians. Muslims today know Islam is not working. I mean, one of the reasons they come into America, because their countries that are Islamic is not working, whether it's Pakistan or Iran or Saudi Arabia or Syria, Iraq, Libya, Sudan, you know, it's not working. So they're coming to America for a better life, for a better education. And so we have this opportunity to share with them. The other thing, since we were on the radio, we have now 2 staff in Europe, and our training is in 48 countries. So we're seeing even Europeans use our training to share the gospel with Muslims who are coming to Europe either as refugees or immigrants. So God is opening the door for us as his church to shine the light. So let's shine the light. You know, I wish I can get up tomorrow morning and there is no more Islamic terrorism. I wish tomorrow everybody's at peace. But we all know that peace happens from the inside and the heart. If people don't have peace with God, if they don't have peace with Jesus, if they are not at peace with their neighbor and within their heart, then their actions will not be peaceful. So why are we going about, as you say in English, putting the buggy in front of the horse? First, changing the heart, and then you change the actions. Everybody wants to change the action without changing the heart. Jesus, our Savior, is the only one who can change the heart. He changed my heart, and he changed your heart, and he can change the heart of millions of Muslims. So if we want to get rid of jihad, we need to change the heart of people to become followers of Jesus, become true followers of Christ, and produce a fruit that is according to that faith, which is peace, love, joy, self-control, goodness, kindness, faithfulness.
Fuad, I know that you are always finding ways to have conversations and share your faith. Just maybe tell a story or two of just recent conversations that you've had and what questions came up or how you were simply able to winsomely share the faith.
We were on a trip to Austria with 2 of our team members, and we were in the train, and our host, who's taking us in the train in Austria, sat beside someone from Egypt, and it seemed that this person was coming through Austria. So they started talking, and our host said, "Hey, you guys need to meet my friend, Fuad, he's from Beirut." So I met the gentleman from Egypt, and he had a young lady from Jordan with him, and another gentleman, young man from Egypt, and I discovered that they were on a tour to ride bikes in Europe, which I thought was a great idea to go see other countries and, you know, build relationships between cultures, you know, Jordan, Egypt, Austria, Germany. And he asked me, what do I do? I said, I'm an evangelical minister. We work on building bridges between Muslims and Christians. So he said, that's great. That is such a needed thing in this day and age, because many people are trying to separate, and we would like to connect with other people from our faith. I said, that's true. Jesus told us to be peacemakers, and Jesus was the Redeemer. Now, I wrote a book called Adha in the Injil. Adha means sacrifice, and it explains why Jesus died on the cross for our sins. And I shared the booklet with them, and the Jordanian lady looked at it and smiled, and she goes, this is a very important topic. I'd like to know more. How can Jesus save people from their sin? And then she shook my hand and said, thank you for your work, because we need more people to talk to each other. And although she's in Jordan, which is a very nice country, even their king is very much, very moderate in his Islam and very much open to have Christians in their country, she also indicated that she would love to know more about the Christian faith. So we thank God that just a tool, Adha, using Arabic word, will help bridge the gospel.
Fuad, I know that you have resources available in a number of ways, crescentproject.org, including an opportunity to sign up to pray regularly. Maybe just say a word about that.
Yes, we're asking people to look at this as a spiritual warfare, it's very easy for us to always slip into political solutions and educational solutions, and somehow, you know, us Americans think if we spend more money, it will fix it. It's not going to fix itself. It doesn't matter what we do in America. This thing called Islamic terrorism has been existing since 622 AD, and our challenge is to pray for the God of the universe to crush and change the plans of the terrorists, that God will convict them, and also to multiply the people who are becoming followers of Jesus. So we ask people to pray with us every Friday at noon. They can pray even other days, but at least Friday at noon, to dedicate that day to pray for Muslims and the salvation of Muslims. So people can go and sign up on crescentproject.org, and I think that would be a great way for them to be part of this movement of prayer and this movement of outreach to Muslims.